The Heart Trust NTA has revived its apprenticeship program, which will see hundreds of young people across the island benefiting from on-the-job training in several skill areas. Executive Director of the Heart Trust NTA, Dr. Wayne Wesley, says the program is among initiatives to develop the labor force. Dr. Wesley was speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne.
The resuscitated an apprenticeship program, let's talk about that and its importance.
Yes, one of the things that when we recognize the data coming out of Statting about the number of persons not trained and unemployed and all of that, we recognize that one way to sort of reduce that number is to expand our on-the-job training program. And the apprenticeship program is one such model. It was revitalized last year. To date, we have nearly 1,000 persons engaged in the apprenticeship program. I was told just before coming here that we have another 200 persons processing that will come on stream almost immediately to give persons an opportunity to learn while on the job. So that apprenticeship program is going. I will take this opportunity, however, Ian, to make an appeal to employers to really seek to take on the apprenticeship and to partner with us. In the first instance, we are assisting with the stipend, but I think organizations that can assist with the stipend need to begin to work with us. We will come in to ensure the certification of these individuals after 1 or 2 years, depending on the level that they are pursuing. But right now, we are taking on the bulk of the responsibility in terms of placing them and actually paying the stipend. But we'd love for more of the employers out there to come on and be a part of this exciting initiative to ensure that our young people are meaningfully engaged. But we are pushing ahead, and so to date we have almost over a thousand persons being placed in our apprenticeship program.
And some of these persons are kept on by the organization.
By the organization, because one of the things you would recognize is that for this modality of training, the person is not just getting the theory, but the person is also understanding and adding value and understanding how your business operates. So once that person is fully trained, you don't necessarily want to lose that individual it's going to impact on your productivity. And this person already being there would immediately begin to improve the productivity of that particular company. In addition to what we are doing for persons, we have launched last year our National Unattached Youth Program, which to date we have placed over 3,200 individuals in various programs right across the country. It is actually within approximately 31 communities as we speak.
How that program works?
That program, what we do is to seek first to identify those persons within communities who are not currently engaged. So we call them unattached.
So you seek them,
We seek them in. The constituency leaders can always come and say, we have these young people within our constituency who we think would benefit from an intervention. We'll come, make an assessment, and we put them on three paths, depending on the assessment. Either they're also placed on the apprenticeship program, so they're meaningfully engaged while being paid a stipend. If they're needing of assistance to get up there in terms of their numeracy and literacy, we put them on the pre-tech program that will allow them to gain the requisite skills to move out. And then some of them are placed on our SLTOP, our School Leavers Training Opportunity Program, that place them in firms for them to work while studying at the same time and obtaining certification. And this is going quite well.
And you have placed over 3,000 persons?
3,200 to date, and I think before this financial year is over, we'll place a further 500 or so, because I think our target is about 4,600.
You're working with inmates also?
Yes. Again, we see every single individual in Jamaica having the potential to be positive individuals within society. And we have not left out the correctional services. And in fact, we have been working with Fort Augusta. We have trained over 19 persons there in bead jewelry making, as well as their officers to deliver that training. We have worked with the St. Catherine Correctional Center. I think we train about 24 persons in customer service and some other areas there, allowing them to receive certification. And not only that, you'll be amazed to know that we have also been exposing them to entrepreneurship, so that once you leave incarceration or this area, you can come out and begin to start your own business and be a positive influence on society.
Executive Director of the Heart Trust NTA, Dr. Wayne Wesley, speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.